Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The Lakeland Union High School Board of Education will ask district electors at a special meeting June 19th to authorize the district to purchase a house adjoining the school campus in Minocqua. The Finance Committee recommended its purchase for $134,000, $10,000 less than one appraisal. While all board members voted yes at their meeting this week, a couple members had concerns about it. Longtime board member Barb Peck wondered why the district needed the property when there are pressing education issues, such as closing the achievement gaps between students. Finance Director Greg Kopp said the board should prepare for future needs also.
I would answer that by saying, do we need it today? No. But my experience over the years, healthcare and education, any organization that had an opportunity to buy land adjoining its main campus that didn't exercise that, they were kicking themselves, you know, 10, 15 years down the road. So I think it's a good idea that we can acquire the land, and we pretty much have the land, you know, all the way from 70 to 51 to Neeming Road. I think that just gives us an advantage down the road.
Other board members and the administration gave assurances that the district would use the building in some fashion, likely for building trades in the tech ed department. The board would tap fund balance to finance its purchase if approved. And the Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company recommends that boaters take caution when launching their craft at the Cahuagasauga Lake boat landing on Dam Road in Minocqua. Due to above normal precipitation, the dam located near the landing is releasing large flows, resulting in strong currents that could make launching difficult. The DOT's Rob Miller reports there are many drivers on the road this Memorial Day weekend, so take care as you head out.
To accommodate expected heavy traffic volumes over the Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin DOT is temporarily halting work on many road construction projects across the state. This is Wayne Chase with the DOT's Bureau of Project Development.
We have asked all of our contractors to pull back as many barrels as they can, as well as open up as many lanes as we possibly can get open. Still, drivers will likely encounter some work zones, and they should be prepared for traffic to slow down quite a bit or even stop in some instances.
To help keep travelers safe, Chase says hundreds of law enforcement agencies across the state will patrol in greater numbers and for longer hours as part of the Click It or Ticket safety belt mobilization that continues through June 4th. During Memorial Day weekend in Wisconsin last year, 10 people died in traffic-related crashes. This is Rob Miller reporting.
Wisconsin Democrats have a plan to ensure affordable health care, Tim Morrissey reports.
As Republicans in Washington continue to pursue their repeal and replace strategy regarding the Affordable Care Act with the introduction of the American Health Care Act, Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a series of bills they call the Wisconsin Health Care Protection Package. They say the bills are designed to make sure that no matter what happens in Washington, Wisconsinites will have access to affordable health care. The American Health Care Act allows states to make decisions about things like pre-existing conditions. Governor Walker has indicated he's open to dropping some protections. Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says his party isn't willing to risk the opportunities of a healthy life.
Our families deserve security knowing that their insurance policy will cover them no matter what happens in life. Our Wisconsin Health Care Protection Plan would safeguard families from being denied access or charged more for health insurance because of pre-existing conditions.
He goes on to say the package would also help protect Wisconsin families from financial ruin by prohibiting lifetime and annual limits. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And your forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy skies, lows around 49 degrees. Saturday, a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise patchy fog in the morning. Partly sunny skies throughout the day with highs near 73 degrees. That's your news for this Friday evening. Stick around for Blues Friday here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.